It's time for the one and only The Africa Next Door, a podcast where we discuss the challenges and experiences of life and how to overcome them. And I'm your host, Patrick Onek. Remember to follow me on Facebook and Instagram for up-to-date content. And without further ado, let's kick off this episode. Hello, hello, hello. How you all doing today? I wanted to discuss, the topic of, forgiveness. Forgiveness. It's a nice word that, we use all the time. We try to, get it going and stuff. But when it comes to forgiveness is something that we don't do. And forgiveness, in the dictionary anyway, on Google says the action or to a process of forgiving or being forgiven. But really, it's not an easy thing to do, but, it depends on what it is. It depends on what kind of person you are. But the verb, forgive, is actually stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone for an offense, flaw, or a mistake. And that's sort of what I wanted to really talk about today, because I know for a fact that a lot of people that I've spoken to have some unresolved issues or unforgiveness in their heart that they haven't worked on. And as a result, this unforgiveness is sort of holding them back in their lives, especially when it comes to interacting with other people or how they live their life. So unforgiveness, it's a big thing, because, if you've got a lot of unforgiveness, it's really bad for your heart. And resentment isn't a good thing. Resentment is not a good thing, And I can speak from experience, resentment definitely never helped me once. It made my life actually more difficult as it gets, because sometimes I would think that, by holding on to this forgiveness, then at least I am holding that person accountable to their actions, at least then they will get the justice that they deserve for what they have done to me. But, later I sort of realized that in reality, that's actually not what happens, because the thing is, the person that did or hurt you in all these things or in this way has already moved on a long time ago. Well, you're still stuck dealing with sort of the issues or dealing with the unforgiveness that is still inside your heart. The other classic one was, where people wait for an apology that will never come. And this is a big one, because a lot of people, especially I find in my friendship group, that a lot of the kids that sort of grew up without, an absent father, or a father that just, left them, ditched them, or a father that has hurt them in forms such as domestic violence or whatever sort of way, even just emotional abuse, stuff like that, they've done that and then they left, the kids or the friends really have huge resentment towards their parent or their dad, should I say. And, some to moms too, but there's a lot of more in dads, because, we know that in this society currently there's a lot of absent fatherhood, especially for young people growing up. And a lot of the people sort of have unforgiveness in their heart, where they don't want to forgive because, if they forgive, they feel like they're letting them off easy, they don't deserve forgiveness. This person doesn't deserve forgiveness. They don't need that. They need to suffer for what they did for me. They should be punished for their behavior. And what really happens is that over time, you're just still dwelling in the past, because when you don't forgive, your past becomes basically a part of your future. When you don't forgive someone, what they did to you is going to be a constant reminder in your head every time you think about it. It's going to be coming up all the time, because that person. For example, for me, growing up, it wasn't really easy, because I had I had a stepdad, but he wasn't a nice guy, in my opinion. He was nice, but when he was drunk, he was a horrible person. And he was constantly, the constant hitting and stuff for no reason. And some of the reasons made no sense. He would do this sort of stuff, and slowly I became resentful towards him. I hated the guy because of the pain that he was causing me. And all my life, you know, I carried this for a long time. I carried it all my, you know, teenage years, hatred towards this man, you know, a man for what he did to me. But what I wasn't realizing was the more I sort of thought about, the more I pondered on these things, is the more my happiness is being robbed away from my life. And I'm sure that, you know, you or you, someone you know is, you know, is like this, where, or was, is this currently where they're constantly trying to move on, but every time they try to move on, they keep remembering all the bad stuff, and then they don't want to move on anymore. They say, you know what, no, I cannot forgive this easily, because that would be too easy for them. They deserve something horrible to happen to them, so then they can know how I truly felt in that moment. And the thing is that what happens is, eventually, the more you keep doing this, the more it just stays with you. Your past truly never leaves you, and you never truly move on. And we all know that someone that lives in the past never grows. They always stay the same, you know. And what I wanted to sort of talk about is that, you know, sometimes as we like to think that, you know, forgiveness is, you know, it's something that I cannot do, and it's going to punish the person. But reality, you're actually holding yourself a prisoner to the past, you know. For unforgiveness is the prison of the past. You know, basically you're stuck in the past, reliving those moments over and over again, but you're not moving on, so you're stuck there. But we think the other person's stuck too, but most of the time, actually, I think a lot of the time, they've moved on ages ago, because guess what? Sometimes they don't see the errors of what they've done. Sometimes they do, but they're too prideful to come and apologize. Sometimes they just don't want to apologize because they don't care. So they move on while you relive every day over and over again, suffering from this issue. Now, what can you do? The thing is, there is things you can do. There is great things you can do. There's a lot of things you can do. And the first, one of the things that I had to do was I had to say, you know what? I need to set myself free. You know, I need to set myself free from the past. I need to realize that I'm a different person now. I'm not that, you know, that person anymore. I'm not that kid anymore. I'm a full-grown man, and I need to forgive this person, not because of them, because I want them off easy, but because I need this freedom. I need to stop looking at my life through that experience, because a lot of it is we like to look at our life through those lenses of what happened in the past. You know, if something bad has happened to you, you're going to always think, oh, I'm that person that will, that this thing happened to. I'm that person that experiences this. I'm the person that no one seems to like. I'm the person that everyone seems to hurt all the time. I'm the person that don't like trusting people because people have let me down many times. But the thing is, we're looking at life through the lens of what happened in the past, but instead we should look at lens through who we are and what we truly know, because your potential is limitless. But if you don't move from the past, you can never actually truly enjoy your present or live for your future. So we need to, you know, forgive, because when you forgive, you're truly set free. It's like you're taking the key and actually unlocking the cell and walking out of that prison. And now you're not going to be attached to the past anymore, because every time you think about it, you know what? It doesn't hurt you anymore, because you're like, you know what? What happened, happened. Yes, I was a different person back then, but this time I've learned the lesson that I need to learn, and I'm going to go move on and make sure that this thing doesn't happen to me again. That this next time when this sort of stuff happens, I'll be a little more cautious. I'll be a little bit more, you know, see the symptoms of the issue, see the signs, and then I will be able to put a stop to it. Or you can go the other right way. You say, you know what? Now that I've seen what that is, I'll make sure that in my life, that this sort of thing doesn't happen in my life as well. Or happen to my kids, my family, or whatever the situation is for you, because there's always a way to improve, you know. Because yes, we want them to have justice. We want them just to serve. We want those people to be punished. We want them to suffer as well sometimes. But reality is that's never going to happen. That's rarely going to happen. Unless they do a criminal act, then, you know, you have evidence to prove this and you can do it. But most of the time, it doesn't happen. So I tell you, you know, all the listeners out there, if you're dealing with unforgiveness in your heart, you have to forgive. Don't forgive for the other person. Forgive for you, because your life, you know, matters. Because every time you don't forgive, you're harboring on hate, anger, resentment, things that are just going to take away your happiness every day. And come on, the world's already a sad place. We need as much happiness as we can get. So stop wasting it, you know, using all your energy on the past things, and actually enjoy the present things, such as the beautiful things that, you know, life can offer us. And you'll truly, truly, you know, be happy then. So, yeah. So I hope that you've, you know, you've learned something from that. And, you know, it's been great. It's been a great sort of season lately. And I hope that, you know, you can put that into your practice and you can forgive all, you know, those people that have hurt you so you can be free, not for them, but for you, so you can live the life that you were always born to live and you can be the person that you are always meant to be.
And that is all we have time for. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The African Next Door. Do not forget to follow me on Facebook and Instagram. This has been The African Next Door. Patrick out. Woo!